Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While He warned off the danger that lie in their path, but they heed not His mercy and the kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transitions. Not a earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him and will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain an heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. Hold the God's unchanging hand. Hold the God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold the God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah, time doesn't wait, you know, and God doesn't ask anybody. It just happens. When the time is here, it happens. This is less in the days of Noah. When the time was right, that flood came. If they weren't ready, it took them away. It took them out. Just took them out to hell, I guess. Mm-hmm. They didn't do nothing. That's the way it is now. You got to be prepared for what's coming, because it's coming. Not even God can stop it.
I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on His everlasting heart. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured and in His shadow, I am safe from harm. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not trust in man's philosophy. When my world is wrecked by confusion, I'll run to the refuge on my knee. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on His everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in His shadow, I am safe from harm. He said He will be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again, He has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what He said, that's what He'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on His everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured in His shadow, I am safe from harm. Assured that in His shadow, I am safe from harm.
Are you building a fort?
in heaven to live in the wonders of life is o'er. Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? Are you building a home in heaven to live in the wonders life is o'er? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? Are you building a home in heaven to live in the wonders life is o'er? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore?
And through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Yes, I learned to depend upon His Word. I have a scripture here today. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. That's Psalm 138, verse 2. I'll read a different translation. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name because of your loyal love and faithfulness. For you have exalted your promise above the entire sky. That's what that other translation says. If you land bait and to dine him heiling a temple and dine name and dank and fear dine gate and troy. Denn du hast deinen Namen über alles herrlich gemacht durch dein Wort. And the bottom line, what it's saying here, God has put His Word above His very name. Like God is accountable to His Word. He can't change it. And that's what I've been seeing in the last day or so. That God is accountable to His Word. He can't change it. Jesus couldn't change it in the garden. He couldn't change that word because it said, and the word it said, you got to go to Calvary. You're going to have to give your blood as a sacrifice. And he was healing and hawing in the garden. He wanted out of it. And he said, well, at the end of the day, he said, well, I'll drink it then. I'll go for it. As he was guided by that word. And the God is the same thing. And that's where you and I have to come to. We've got to come to a place in our life where we have to surrender to the Word of God. And then when we do that, we're going to have an expected end. Hopefully someday, because the Word says, God has put His Word above His very name. Like I say, He's accountable to His own Word. Mm-hmm. And throughout the years, you and I, we have been in this Word, and it has guided us and led us to where we are today. We couldn't do what we're doing today. We were still locked up in that compound. You made a decision back in the day. You saw something in the scripture when you were asked, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to get married? No, I'll see what the Lord has for me. And then for me, I was married. And then these tugs, these religious tugs, these Satan's tugs, they came into my house. and try to break me, you know, and try to get me off the Word of God, because I told them how corrupt they are, and I told them about water baptism in Jesus' name, and I told them about that baptism is of the devil, and I told them God sent the prophet and all these things. Well, you got till sundown to get out of here. So you and I, we're in exile. We've been exiled because of the Word of God, just like John on the Isle of Patmos. He was put into exile because they couldn't break him. They tried to do everything to kill him. They couldn't even kill him. They tried to boil him. Mm-hmm. They tried to boil him with oil, and they couldn't kill him. But I'm just trying to say, these people have put the Word of God above their name, above their reputation, and then eventually they did to them as is listed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Holy Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord. Give you thanks for this another day of life. Worship you, Lord, in spirit and truth. Magnify your great name, Lord, and exalt you above all our gods, Lord. Give us the grace to look into your word and to expound on the things that we just read here, Lord, and to express how you've put your word above your very name, and that you expect this from us too, Lord. And we just pray you'll just give us the grace to do so, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yet it's a never-ending subject. When you read about how God has put his word above his very name. He's accountable to his word. Jesus was accountable to the word of God.
That's right.
And you and I, we're accountable to the word of God at the end of the day. And if we're not, well, it's just too bad for us, and then just the way it is, and we can't stop what's coming. God can't stop what's coming. Jesus can't stop what's coming. The people in the days of Noah, they couldn't stop that flood. It was promised. The word said it's going to come, and then Noah said it's going to come, and here it came, and whether ready or not. And the Bible says, and the flood took them all away. And here again, we've been beating the drums here together for the last 30, 40 years, that the judgment is coming. It's just looming on the horizon. We can take you right down to the day. We told you over and over again, on October the 15th, 2021, you start counting, and you'll come right. You can tell, do the math yourself, and you'll come right when you're going to bump into the day of the Lord. You're going to bump right into where that angel comes down, throws Satan in a chain, and chains him up and throws him right into hell, that he can't navigate after that anymore. And Jesus comes down, and the day of the Lord sets at the fury and the wrath of the Lamb is coming in just up the road here, just 3 years from now. It's hard to fathom that we're living in that time frame, but somewhere it has to happen, because we're going to bump right into it. And it's all because of the word. Time is filled with swift transition. Time is moving ahead, whether I'm ready for it or not. I know back in the day, the Lord was working with me for about 2 or 3 years to prepare myself to go up against these tongues, against these Hutterite tongues. And I knew I only have, if I don't surrender by a certain time, I know I'm going to go out to hell at that, just like all the rebellious people. And then, by the grace of God, I was able to go up, knowing full well what they'll do to me, because I was watching what they do to other people that would oppose it, that would tell them the truth. And these are these guys at the pulpit. These are these religious zealots, and these scribes and the Pharisees, as they were back in the days of Jesus. You can go back and read what happened back in the days of Jesus, how these scribes and the Pharisees, they did everything they could to undermine Jesus. And here's the same thing today, but it's... These people, they look so holy. We got, you know, we got brainwashed into thinking you got to respect them and all that. So, well, I've got respect for them if they live up to the word of God, but I'm not going to respect them if they're Satan's thugs. Just that simple. We don't hate the people. We just know that they're caught up in something that they're completely clueless of. And we're just holding on to the word here. That's why you and I are exactly where we are. I'm an exile from that compound, from that club, because of the word of God. It's just that temple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because we know that when Jesus went to be baptized by John, and John was saying that he's not worthy to baptize him. And Jesus said to him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. He had to fulfill scripture. He followed the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when he was in the garden of Gethsemane praying, all the scripture that the prophets prophesied, Isaiah, when he said that he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Those scriptures all pointed to Calvary, and he knew that he had to go to that Calvary because of what Isaiah and all the prophets had written about the future of when the Redeemer will come, what he will have to go through and suffer. So he was up against all these scripture, and he had to surrender his will, and then he went to Calvary. But it was not an easy decision for him to make. He had mm-hmm. to surrender his will and to the Father and go to Calvary and offer up his life as a sacrifice. And then he everything pointed to that, like the offer that Abel made on the offer of on a sacrifice with his brother there with Cain. And he offered up a lamb sacrifice. And that was all pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why all the scriptures will be fulfilled. That's why we do what we're doing here. Because we know the hour and the time that we're living in. Because God revealed these things to us when he led our journey. First, he saved us and he called us out of those religious denominations into a way that he wants us to walk. Not what these religious systems want us to perform for them, but what the Lord Jesus Christ had for us. And he led us to the ministry of Brother Brenham, led us to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And then after that, he led us away from all these false teaching. We had to separate ourselves in order to follow the Spirit of the living God. And that was all decisions that we had to make to fall in line with the scripture, to avoid people that do not hold on to the doctrines that we have been taught, avoid them, to hold on to the things that we have been taught. These things came to us. So we had to put some action to it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't just read those verses and go along with this false teaching. We couldn't go along with that traditions and those religious on the Hutterite colony, because God called us out of that. And then we had to separate ourselves from that. And then God allowed us to see that midnight cry. First and foremost, it lets us know the hour and the time we're living in when you take that midnight cry. And then when you take the Yom Kippur, it leads you right into the week of Daniel. Because these things are in the Word of God as stepping stones to help us see the hour and the time we're living in if we are sensitive to the Spirit. If we're just going around the road of life without a care, and no concern of our eternal destiny, then of course it won't concern us what the Word of God says. But our concern has always been to line up with the Word of God. And that's the same way with Brother Brenham. He always said to line up with the Word of God, even when he was on the tail end of his ministry, when Brother Jackson was starting to come to the forefront, and he said to Brother Jackson, there's something fixing to happen, and when it does, you stay with this word. And that's what Brother Jackson had to do. He had to stay with the Word of God. Church order was not in the Word of God. So he had to stay with the Word of God. And through it all was a separation going on. People that did not hold on to the Word of God, they were taken out into a different direction. But Brother Jackson kept on going ahead, just like when Brother Brenham was on that freeway his brother Jackson was traveling behind him, and all of a sudden his car started accelerating, and he thought, oh, this is not right. I'm bypassing Brother Branham here. And Brother Branham kept waving him ahead, come on, go ahead, because his time was running out, Brother Branham, and it was all symbolic that after Brother Branham, Brother Jackson was to take over and come on, run on ahead and not stop for nothing, just to stay focused on the Word of God. No matter what people say, do, or mock you, you continue straight on ahead with the Word of God. And that's what we had to do when all these false teaching came out. We had to stay focused on what the Word of God says, because we know in the end the Word, not one letter, not one iota from this Word will go unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Well, we couldn't do what we were doing if we were still in that compound. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no way I could tell these people that that letter is corrupt. And I told you the other day, sometime back, what they did when they separated from Sturgeon and Creek, how crooked the guy is. Mm-hmm. But he comes up with a nice front and he can talk nice and all that, like pretend like back in the day when these zealots and these religious leaders and these Pharisees and these scribes, they had the people so brainwashed to think that they're it. And then Jesus comes along and slowly, bit by bit, he takes the wraps off and tells his disciples, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, there's absolutely no way that you can enter into the kingdom of God. Well, they were so brainwashed that they asked him, well, who can be saved then? Well, he said, with God, all things are possible. And then, bit by bit, he took the wraps off. He said, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they thought they meant, bread, and he had to go back and explain. No, I'm talking about the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees. And here again today, I tell the people, be careful about what these preachers are teaching you. They're teaching you and they're manipulating you to think that communal living is the way to have it. Well, it's not. Well, we found out it's just something that back in the early church, they had this kind of things coming because everything was fresh and new back then. But then as time went on, it kind of deteriorated. Now they're using it as a means to get to heaven. It's just evolved into a communistic system. Now they're using material to lock you into their system, this commune-type living. So, well, it's probably a good way for people to live, but it's got nothing to do with Christianity. Mm-hmm. And I kind of admire it. God has it's going to be a purpose for something someday, because it's the only race of people that's left that's not contaminated and that's not polluted with the TV and inbreeding and things like that. It's bad enough as it is, but it's really the only clean race of people that is fit to go into the millennium. The God's going to use a lot of these other rites to go into the millennium, because they're relative. Pretty good people still, some of them. They're just contaminated with alcohol and certain things. But when you look around the world, it's really the only race of people that's relatively clean. The Amish, they're so infected with incest and all kinds of stuff. So, I don't know, there's something that the Lord took us out of there. It took us through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. So that when this time does come, that they will have an oasis to come to. And here, like I was saying the other day, maybe it was yesterday, that this is the only stream that will take them into that has a promise. That Leonard, he doesn't have a promise with his program. Mm-hmm. But here we have a promise that if you come on board this stream, that stream will take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Well, these other churches out there, they have no hope. They just promise there's a rapture. Well, we promise you there's a marriage supper of the Lamb. If you come on board this ship and be part of this stream, it'll take you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's the only hope there is for mankind, because you cannot prepare yourself to be part of the bride anymore. That era is over. The grace age is over. The opportunity to ever be part of the bride is over, because the grace age is over. Now there's only one thing that's left. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. whosoever heareth, let him say, come. And then it says, blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is all now. This is all now for just not a short period of time, however long the Lord has that avenue open, that invitation. But it's already overlapping with the Charlie Kirk episode, where he's going to end up, he was a martyr, and he's going to end up having to give his life, and then he ends up on a sea of glass, because God put everything in his word. See, you and I, because we've been in the word of God all our lives, and we live by the word of God, that the Lord, through rich in mercy, he gave us that revelation of at midnight there was a cry. And that happened in February 28, 1963. And then if you know the beginning, we found out through the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson that Laodicea, the church age of Laodicea, began in 1906. And you could do the math and you come exactly up to the 2021, October the 15th, with that, you got to implement that Yom Kippur. And you know, exactly in October, in 2021, October the 15th, that was the true, real feast of that Yom Kippur feast. And we took everything out of the scripture. Everything that we say and do, it comes out of the scripture, because God has put his word above his very name. So we have to abide by the word of God, because at the end of the day, the word of God has the final say. So mm-hmm. The things that we say here, you could take it back to the scripture and you'll find them to be exactly so. You can find out why we're about this prophet, the Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, why we're so hooked into it, because back when Jesus was here, before he went to Calvary, and I keep saying it over and over again, but we have to say it over and over again, just like Peter said, I told you this before, I know you know all that, but I got to say it until it becomes established in your heart, and that's why we keep saying it. Back before Jesus went to Calvary, he promised, he said, this is going to be eternal life. And each one of them, every human being that born in this world, wants eternal life. But there are ways and means how to get to that eternal life. And he said, this is going to be eternal life. I'm going to go up. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be resurrected. I'll be out of here. But I'm going to send somebody that's going to continue with the program. And then he's Revelation chapter 1, you can see where he said he's going to send these seven stars, these seven angels he held in his right hand when John turned around. And then throughout the grace age, throughout 2,000 years of grace, of the church age, what they call the grace age, he sent these seven stars, and we just happened to be in the church age of Laodicea, and we're right, happened to be right at the end of it, and throughout the church age of Laodicea, that angel linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham, because it says, but in the days of the voice, that Brother Branham, we're not going to worship no Brother Branham. We're not going to give him more recognition. But it was that angel, it was God, that great eternal spirit, that gave it to Jesus, to give it to that angel, to give it to Brother Branham, and to deliver it to the people. That's why we're saying the things we're saying. That's why we know the things that we know. And then when he went off the scene, he died in 1965, and then that angel took the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson, continuing on with the program here in the Church Age of Laodicea. Laodicea is such a deceptive, full of deception. Everything out there is geared and programmed for deception. The churches out there are geared and are programmed and have been infiltrated by Satan to deceive the very elect, if it were possible. That's why at the end of the Revelation there it said, come out of her, my people. Come out of these religious systems. And that's exactly what you and I, the Lord took us out of these compounds, out of these religious systems, completely. And now you and I, we're completely set free from all this pollution, from all this religious debauchery, and all these scribes, and all these Pharisees, and all these zealots. We have absolutely nothing to do with them, because God set our feet on a solid rock. He put us out in the miry clay so that we can produce a truth, that we can produce a message, that we can produce an end time invitation. to the mercy of Apostle Lamb. You'll never hear, you won't hear what we're saying. You won't hear out from these churches what we're saying here about God sending a prophet and an apostle, and that we're living right, and we can give you right to the day. We think it's saying it over and over again. October 15, 2021, the magic day. From there you can do the counting. You can do 1,260 days to the middle of that week of Daniel, and then you can add 42 months to that, and then you cut the time exactly when Jesus, when that big angel comes down. It's probably going to be Michael that takes that Satan and he throws him right into hell. And then Jesus comes and he sets up his the day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb, and then you got that goes on for 30 days, and then you got 45 days where he separates the sheep and the goat. And see, time is filled with swift transition. We're all just going to bump into it, whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it. It's going to happen via the scriptures, just like the crucifixion had. Jesus, there came a deadline where Jesus had to make up his mind, and he went to Calvary right at the day when the moon was at its fullest, right at the exact very second when the day of the Passover. And the scripture was being fulfilled right in front of their very eye, and there's nobody could stop it because the time had come for that to happen. The time up the road is going to come where the day of the Lord is going to be executed because the scriptures say so. Right? We found all that out when the Lord gave us the revelation of the midnight cry. There's somebody on planet Earth that's going to know what he's talking about. It's going to be you. If it has to be you and me, we have no other option to do what we're doing because we have become honed out from before the foundation of the world. When God sat down, you can go book in Ephesians chapter 1, where God sat down before there was one planet, before there was one angel, God, that great eternal spirit, had himself a council. And within that council, he counseled with himself exactly what he's going to do. And when he was done, he just put it all in the Bible. Everything the Bible was written. We can prove it to you. Everything we're saying is sound doctrine. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world. Before God put one thing in motion, he wrote it down in the Bible, because it was written before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. And when God was done with that counsel, everything was a done deal in the mind of God. Everything that was done, we were predestinated before the foundation of the world to do this very thing that you and I are doing here. It took us a lifetime to find our place in Christ, but somehow, eventually, you know, the Lord, rich in mercy, he led us through. He let us be born in that unright colony. He allowed us to be born there. Then when that time was right, he moved on me to go up and expose that thing, that spirit, that drive that unright thing. And got nothing against the people. They just happened to be caught up in something that you're not even aware of. And the Lord, rich in mercy, he raised us up before the foundation of the world to go out and bell that cat and tell these people who's driving who the spirit and expose it. The spirit of driving that thing. That's why we get the scripture. He was sent to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And Jesus was sent, he said that right in the Bible, that he was sent to destroy the works of the devil. And all we're doing, we're exposing it. And once he is to expose it, it kind of self-destructs, you know, just like when you go out to the garden and you do the hoeing and you bring out the wheat. The wheat just dries up in the heat, you know, it self-destructs. And here's the same thing. All we're doing, we're exposing these things. We don't hate the people because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. When we say the thing that we say, we have to mention their name because we have to expose them. How are you going to expose them? If I wouldn't mention that Leonard's name, how corrupt the guy is, or how stupid that guy from Acadia is, that Arnold from Acadia. They're stew pigeons. They don't have any spiritual connection whatsoever. It's just tradition. And your traditions have made the Word of God an effect. And it's all in the scripture we're seeing, what we're seeing and doing. And the Lord has honed us out to prepare these people, just like he did, like I said yesterday, what he did with Joseph. He called Joseph out so all these people won't starve to death and prepare Egypt for their 7 years of famine coming. And to store it up. And that's what God did with Joseph. He's doing the same thing here with us. He's preparing us when that time comes that people will have a place to go to. And there'd be a place of refuge. There's that end of days, the marriage supper of the Lamb, and that's all that's left. After that, it's Katie bar the door. Then time is filled with swift transition. Then it evolves into that you're going to have to give your life, because then that scripture is activated. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. Yeah, right now you can still escape that scripture, and you know where it says, die in the Lord from henceforth. You're going to end up in the sea of glass, and if you're a Christian and things like that, then the rest of the people, there's going to be mortals, there's going to be the sheep and the goats. It's just up the road here in our generation. That's why the Lord told me back in the day, woke me up and said, Sam, I'm coming in your lifetime. You're done. It's not good. You'll still be around when all this stuff happens. And then eventually the rapture comes. And then eventually to you and I, everything is so normal. Because we have used the Word of God all our life to direct us. You know what I'm saying? And then that's why we are where we are. Because of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the scripture in Ezekiel today. Ezekiel 9, I'll just read it. Because God knows those that the heart, and he can make a way for people. It says in Ezekiel 9, verse 3, then the glory of the God of Israel went up from the cherub where it had rested to the threshold of the temple. He called to the man dressed in linen who had the writing kit at his side. The Lord said to him, go through the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of the people who moan and groan over the abominations practiced in it. While I listened, he sent to the others, go through the city after him and strike people down. Do not let your eye pity nor spare anyone, old men, young women, little children and women. Wipe them out, but do not touch anyone who has the mark. Begin at my sanctuary. So they begin with the elders who were at the front of the temple. See, these people did not regard the laws of God nor the word of God. And then that it was that man with the linen on, he was told to go mark all those that actually bemoaned the wickedness in what was happening there. Before the destruction of the temple, how they were geared to worshiping idols and abominations and doing evil before God. And God had enough of it. There comes a time when God has enough and his anger will not be stilled. And that's what is going to come at the day of the Lord. His anger will not be stilled and it will go. And just like it was here in Ezekiel, all those that have bemoaned and it had vexed their soul and spirit, that evil, God is going to make a way for them and he's going to deliver them into that millennium period. So these things are all in the Word of God to help us know how God looks as good and evil. If you do right before him, concentrate all you have to do what is pleasing to God, and then God will make a way for you. And if it's going into the millennium as a mortal, or if it's going to be beheaded for your faith, it's all pointing to God, to one day be in God, that we may be one in him as a complete, as being complete in him. And it's all going to fall in line with the Word of God.
He even told Cain, if you do good, mm-hmm. you'll be accepted. And he's telling people out here today, just do good. And when you go back in Ephesians 1, that's why God put us down here to live holy and upright before him. That's mm-hmm. it. That's all God requires of some people, just to be holy and upright and do what's right. And he doesn't require of everybody what he requires of you and I. He doesn't require people to go on a fast for 40 days because he knows they can pull it off anyway. But he requires it of us. And it doesn't make us into superhuman beings. It doesn't make us think that we're better than anybody else. It's just a job that we have honed out before the foundation of the world to do exactly what we're doing here. So that someday, just up the road here, very short distance up the road here, there's going to be a time frame when you're going to have to, you're going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, or you're going to be going out into outer darkness. It's just that simple. There's nothing you and I can do to stop it. There's nothing you and I can do to accelerate. I just know that back in the early 90s, the Lord woke me up, and he put me on this journey, and I had to leave everything behind. I had to go up, first of all, and bell that cat and tell the people I corrupt the hour. Of course I know that at the end of the day, they're going to terminate me because that's what they did to everybody else. You think they're going to give me a break? No, they just said it. But at the end of the day, the Lord knew all about that. That's what he had to do. That's what he had to allow them to do to get me to the ministry of Brother Branham. If they wouldn't have terminated me, I'd be back in there doing the same thing I used to do. But the Lord terminated me, and they had him. He had me. He had them terminate me. And he had Joseph put them in that well, so he could go ahead and prepare a place for them. Mm-hmm. And here's the same thing. He had you and I, we were terminated, and eventually we are doing what we're doing here because the Lord knows the beginning from the end. He knows exactly what he created us to do back before the foundation of the world. You could go back and read it in Ephesians 1, and then throughout the Bible we can see bits and pieces of it, like you were saying, like doing good, even Cain was told, Cain, if you do good, you'll be accepted. And here are some people, that's all they have to do. They just have to live righteous and holy before the Lord. You don't have to go go out there and get drunk and do stupid things that you have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. You just live holy and upright before him, and God will somehow make a way. I don't know how he does it. He just makes a way for people that choose to do walk upright before the Lord. And no matter what, how much attractions and how much temptations out there, if you do good, good will be accepted. It's just that simple. All we're doing here right now, we're just giving people some hope. Tell them where it's at. It's not at what that letter tells you. You just got to get rid of your internet and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. God give you the grace to be strong enough to handle all that pollution mm-hmm. that's out there on the internet, because you want to do what's right. And what all that filth, all that porn that's on the internet, that's on the internet, if you want to do what's right, you're not going to follow it down mm-hmm. that stream. It's just that simple. You're not going to go out there and get drunk if you have the Word of God to guide and lead you, because God has a place for you. He has a place in eternity that he wants to spend eternity with you. Like I say, there's not everybody that God has called to do what you and I are doing. It's just cut out for you and I. We got to do our job. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We've been honed out before the foundation of the world. And back in the day, the Lord one day, he just told me to pick you up, because then you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. The program without Lorraine, there is absolutely no program. Because he had moved on me to start up a website. I didn't know nothing about no website. And then he brings you on board, and we're just continuing to do the very thing that we were created to do back before the foundation of the world. We just finally found our place in Christ, and all I ever asked for the Lord, help me to be faithful to the things that you've called me to be. Help me to find my place in Christ. I don't know why I pray that, but I prayed as soon as the Lord saved me. I started praying that, and here we are doing the very thing that the Lord, we found our place in Christ, and we're trying our level best to stay faithful to the things that he has told us, honed us out to do. That's why we're doing these daily breads. And one day he woke me up and he told me, Sam, you need to get up a little early and you need to start your day with prayer. And then you need to start singing these songs, because they're the only thing that'll keep you, your spiritual sanity, is these songs that were written back in the 1600s, because the modern song, they're just not going to cut it for the day and hour that we're living in, because we're living in such a deceptive hour that, you know, like the Bible says, even the very elect would be deceived. If you know, if time was going to go on. And if time was going to go on, we read it in the scripture the other day. If we, God, did not give us this here truth, each, every human being would evolve into a sodomite lifestyle. That's what the Bible says. If God would not have given us the truth, we would all have become like Sodom and it would have evolved into Gomorrah. You can read it over in Romans. What happens when people forget God, and when they have no truth, when they have no direction, when they have no foundation. And that's what happens. That because the spirit of the age, Satan has overtaken every aspect of society. He has infiltrated these churches out there, and he has polluted everything. And now here, like I said earlier, now it says, because the scripture has to be fulfilled, now it says, come out of her, my people, because it has become a hole and a cage of every foul and hateful bird. That's why the Lord took us out of there, to teach us these things. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're only going to hear it here. And we're doing it so you can prepare yourself for what's coming up the road here. Because up the road here, there's coming the day of the Lord. And there's a lot of people that's going to be in that day of the Lord, where they'll say to the rocks, rocks fall, and to the mountains, hide us from him, from that judgment day that's coming. That's all we're doing. We're just trying to warn people. And if they take the warning, fine. If not, well, Katie barred the door. We're just doing our part.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks for this day. We know that you have your word that's above your name. So we just, and you've given it as, to us as a light, to light our pathway and a lamp to light our way, Lord. So we just want to hold on to your word, Lord. We know that you sent a prophetic ministry just to do the very thing, to turn us back to your word. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace, Lord, to help us say the things that you want us to say, so it can enlighten people and open up their understanding what you require of man. So we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.